الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلله فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا وشفيعنا ومطاعنا محمدًا عبده ورسوله. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تعالى في القرآن المجيد والفرقان الحميد: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: لن ينال الله لحومها ولا دماؤها ولكن يناله التقوى منكم، كذلك سخرها لكم لتكبروا الله على ما هداكم وبشر المحسنين. صدق الله العظيم. وعن زيد بن أرقم رضي الله تعالى عنه قال: أصحاب رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: ما هذه الأضاحي يا رسول الله؟ قال: سنة أبيكم إبراهيم عليه السلام. قالوا: فما لنا فيها؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة. قال: فالصوف؟ قال: بكل شعرة من الصوف حسنة، أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. Respected ulama ikram, elders, beloved brothers in Islam, this period, very very mubarak and blessed period of the Islamic calendar, Ayyamul Hajj, particularly the first 10 days of Zulhijjah, from today the 9th of Zulhijjah begins what we call the Takbirat-e-Tashriqat, that is the takbir that is wajib at least once to recite after every Farz Salah. These are the days in which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has reserved for two very, very great aspects of ibadat. One, as we are aware, is the Hajj, and the other, which we will be elaborating upon in these few minutes, is the amal of qurbani and sacrifice. Sacrificing the sacrificial animal. This is exclusively reserved for this period, in the sense that the riwayat of Aisha radiallahu ta'ala anha, where she says that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, ما عمل عملا ما عمل آدمي من عمل يوم النهر أفضل إلى الله تعالى من إهراق الدم. She said, there is no action on the 10th of Zulhijjah, which is referred to as Yawmun Nahar, the day of sacrifice. She said, there is no action more beloved in the sight of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala than the spilling of the blood of the sacrificial animal. As I have mentioned many, many times, unfortunately, because of inhitat, decline in the level of our iman, in our conviction in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for many of us, our aspects of ibadat and worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have become rituals, what we call rasam and riwaj. We are going through the motions. Haqaiq, the reality, asbaq, sabak and lessons, what we are supposed to revisit, what is this particular injunction of Shariat desiring from us inside. As Allah Ta'ala tells us in the Quran, لَيَّنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا. Take this out of your mind. لَيَّنَا لَلَّهُ. It's not the flesh and the blood. That's not the object. That which is being spilled from the sacrificial animal, that is not reaching Allah. In other words, that is not maqsood and matloob. What is matloob? وَلَاكِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. What is inside? What is inside? What is the haqiqat and reality? This amal of qurbani, what does it demand from us? What is the significance? Ulama say the significance of the 10th day of Zulhijjah. Man chahi zindagi ko chor dena. Man chahi zindagi ko chor dena. Rab chahi zindagi ke par a jana. Even a cursory look at the significance of this amal, its history. Where is it derived from? What is the objective behind it? You will arrive at this conclusion that the objective of this is to give up a life of following your own passions and desires. And to come onto a life where you have Allah in front. What does my Allah want? Because the greatest allegiance that every one of us owes is our allegiance to Allah. Allah has to become the focus. This takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, La ilaha illallah, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, walillahi alhamd. We say it. Have we pondered what it means? What are we saying? Ya Allah, you are the greatest. There is nothing and no one but you. All praise belongs to you. In other words, قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ قُلْ إِنَّنِي هَدَانِي رَبِّي إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ. Tell them, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Rabb has commanded me, guided me, إِلَىٰ صِرَاطٍ مُسْتَقِيمٍ, to the straight path. And what is the straight path? دِينًا قِيَمًا مِلَّةَ إِبْرَاهِيمَ حَنِيفًا. The upright deen, that deen in which there is no partner with Allah, that deen when Allah is the focus, deenan qiyaman millata Ibrahim hanifa. This is the millat of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. And what is it that Allah highlights when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded sirat mustaqim, the straight path, the straight deen, one road to Allah. Two things are highlighted in these verses. Hanifa. Millata Ibrahim Hanifa. Ibrahim was Hanif. This word comes from the root word Hanaf. Unfortunately, it's impossible in English to do justice to these Arabic expressions that are found in Quran. But the closest, cut yourself off from every batil, every shirk, every partner with Allah, every batil way of life, cut yourself off from all that. مَا كَانَ إِبْرَاهِيمُ يَهُودِيًّا وَلَا نَصْرَانِيًّا. Ibrahim a.s. was not Yahudi, he was not Nasrani. He was Hanif. The height of La ilaha illallah. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. Like I said, two things highlighted. Hanifa, cut yourself off from all batil. وَمَا كَانَ مِنَ الْمُشْرِكِينَ. And remove from this heart even the essence or the badbu or the root of غَيْرُ. And how does this millat Ibrahim then express itself? Allah tells us in the Quran, and that is the sabak of this lesson. قُلْ Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen la sharika la. Tell them, my salah, my sacrifices. Ulama say this is ishara. Salah is that ibadat which is done with your body. Nusuki, sacrifice, that ibadat which is done with your wealth. So, jani ibadat, mali ibadat. My wealth, my life. My body, my soul. And then Quran goes on. Mahiyaya wa mamati. Mera jina ul mera marna. This is millat Ibrahim. Verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying. Lillahi rabbil alameen. La sharika la. everything of mine, from head to toe, my wafadari, my allegiance, my goal, my direction is Allah. The riwayat of Zayd bin Arqam radiallahu ta'ala anhu. And before I mention that riwayat, Allah invites us and Allah tells us, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبْرَةٌ لِّيُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. In the incidents of Anbiya alayhimu salatu wassalam that is mentioned in the Quran, there is ibrat and lesson. Take the lesson. These are not rituals. Understand the reality. These are not asatir al-awwaleen. They are not fairy tales. They are a reality. There is a sabak and lesson behind it. Ibrahim alayhi salam is that Nabi, 25 surahs of the Quran he is mentioned in. 63 times in the Quran, Allah mentions the name Ibrahim, Ibrahim, Ibrahim. The riwayat of Zayd bin Arqam I mentioned earlier. Qala ashabu Rasulillah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam asked my beloved Nabi, Ma hadihi al-adahi ya Rasulullah? Ya Rasulullah, we have been commanded to place the knife on the neck of the sacrificial animal to do qurbani. We have been commanded. The riwayat of Aisha radiallahu anha, which I mentioned earlier, no more virtuous action on this day, in this period. So what is it, Ya Rasul? Ma hadihi al-adahi? What is, in other words, Sahaba were asking, what is the wisdom behind this? Why has Allah commanded us? What is it that my Allah actually wants? They understood, not the blood and flesh of the animal. Beautifully, Jawami'ul Kalim, one of the mu'jizat and miracles of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Few words he would utter, volumes in meaning. He summed this entire issue up for us in three expressions. Sunnatu abikum Ibrahim alayhi salam. What is the significance of this qurbani? You have to turn the clock back. Turn the clock back to not an ordinary personality. Like I said, 63 times in the Quran his name is mentioned. He is that personality, dastan, legacy. Allah tested him and tested him and tested him. And Quran says, وَإِذِ ابْتَلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ رَبَّهُ بِكَلِمَاتٍ. Test upon test. فَأَتَمَّهُنْ. He passed 100%. This is that personality. When we hear the name Ibrahim, what do we think? Khalilullah. Like I said, these terms, to understand them in English is almost impossible. But when it comes to friendship, Allah ke saath dosti, the friend of Allah, or beloved of Allah, or close one of Allah, we find in Quran. Arabic is a very comprehensive language, not a dry language like the English language. When it comes to friendship, Quran uses different words. Friendship, qareen. Qareen also means friend. It means a close companion, like we say, hum safar dosti. Then you find in Arabic, rafiq. Kind, soft-hearted friend. That is also mentioned in Quran. Wali, guardian, protector, literal translation, also means friend. Khamim, la yas'alu khamimun khamima. Kind, extremely. What they say, purjosh, tarike par mulaqat karte hai. Hamim comes from the word hama, which means heat. That person who loves, whose love displays itself. So all these terms mean friend. Qareen, rafiq, wali, hamim. But greater than that, ulama say, height of friendship, height of love for Allah. Two terms Allah Ta'ala uses in the Quran. One, siddiq. وَذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. And then the height, the accolade. اتَّخَذَ اللَّهُ إِبْرَاهِيمَ خَلِيلًا. خَلِيلُ اللَّهِ. This word khalil comes from khullat, which means to penetrate. This laqab, this title, Khalilullah, the height of muhabbat, this association, this position, this status which Allah Ta'ala granted. Ulama say this position was given to only two personalities. One was Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the other was our beloved master Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Bukhari and Muslim Sharif hadith. Ittakhadhanillahu khalila kama ittakhadha Ibrahim khalila. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, Allah made me his khalil like he made Ibrahim alayhi salam his khalil. In Mi'raj, once Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions to Sahaba that on Mi'raj I saw Musa alayhi salam, Isa alayhi salam, Ibrahim alayhi salam, and then Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam described Musa alayhi salam, Ra'aytu Musa fa'idha huwa rajulun dharbun ja'adun ka'annahu min rijali shanu'a. He described Musa alayhi salam's features as being robust, strongly built, broad-chested, curly hair, complexion dark, similar to the people of the Shanua clan. Wa amma Isa fa ahmar ja'dun aridus sadr ashbahu an-nasu bihi. Urwa ibn Mas'ud radiyallahu ta'ala anhu. And then he says, I saw Isa alayhi salam, white reddish complexion, curly hair, broad chested. He said, if you want to see a likelihood of him, then look at Urwa bin Mas'ud. He looks very similar to Isa alayhi salam, referring to one of the companions. And then the Sahaba asked, what about Ibrahim? He said, Amma Ibrahim fa ashbahun nasibi. If you want to picture Ibrahim alayhi salam, then look at your Rasul sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The grandfather of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Khalilullah. The riwayat of Tirmizi Sharif has this addition. Bukhari Muslim, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam said, Allah Ta'ala made me his Khalil, like he made Ibrahim alayhi salam his Khalil. And in Tirmizi Sharif, this addition, wa ana Habibullah, wala fakhr, and I am also the beloved of Allah. Khalilullah, Habibullah, Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. But this title, Khalilullah, reserved only for two personalities. One is Ibrahim alayhi salam, and the other is Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. Question was asked, we want to understand Qurbani, what is behind it? What is its significance? This response of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam, turn the clock back. That personality, his father had turned against him. The ruler had turned against him. The subjects and populace had turned against him. Everyone was against him. Ibrahim Hanif, he stood firm, a mountain of Tawheed, the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Everything had been turned against him. He was alone. To talk about this is easy, but to uphold your principles in the face of such aggression when no one is with you. Yet, he remained firm upon this, test upon test. Imagine, not an ordinary personality, Khalilullah. Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. Oh my Allah, don't just grant me offspring, grant me a pious child, grant me pious offspring. How many years he made this dua? Today you and I, one, two duas we make, not getting answered, we say Allah is not accepting our duas. Learn from the incidents of Anbiya alayhi salatu wassalam. How many years this beloved of Allah, this bastion of Tawheed and Deen-e-Hanifiyat, this personality whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is commanded, anittabi' millata Ibrahim hanifa, follow millata Ibrahim, your shariat is on millata Ibrahim, the oneness of Allah, that personality, 10 years, 20 years, 30 years, 40 years, according to various riwayats, more than 60 years this dua, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin, Rabbi habli min as-salihin. And then, فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ Quran tells us we gave him glad tidings. Not an ordinary child. غُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ The quality of Anbiya alayhi salatu wasalam, حِلْم, forbearance, tolerance, the height of sabr, the height of sachai. فَبَشَّرْنَاهُ بِغُلَامٍ حَلِيمٍ Allah blesses him. Riwayats vary. 84, 86 years of age. Normally they say in Urdu, burhape ke aulad dil ko pakar lete hai. Child, when you get at old age, that naturally there is a bond of love and affection between parent and child. But this increases exponentially. When it is at old age, after years of inkisari and dua, crying before Allah, finally, this pool, this flower is given. Short space of time, the command comes. We know the history. Like I said, not going into the details. What is the sabak? What is the lesson? Take not the elderly wife, Sarah, the young wife, Hajar, princess of Egypt, 20, 22 years of age, newborn Ismail. Take them and leave them where? Later on the description comes, بِوَادٍ غَيْرِ ذِي زَرَى A land without vegetation. Leave water. There's no vegetation. There isn't a blade of grass. There isn't a home. There isn't a shelter. There isn't protection. Left at the mercy of the harsh elements. Ibtila, test from Allah. What is being tested? The wafadari of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The allegiance of Ibrahim alayhi salam. That Allah has to be in front. Allah has to be maqsood. Allah has to be matloob. He doesn't question, Ya Allah, must I build a home for them? Must I dig a well for them? Must I look around for few people to stay with them? No questions asked. He carries out the command of Allah, but this was not easy. One person, one alim, he mentions, he says, once I was on a journey, I was going somewhere. Left from Pakistan, we were on the plane. As the plane reached cruising altitude, announcement now that the meals are going to be served. He says, I noticed one person next to me. This person's eyes were bloodshot. He was looking very, very depressed, full of grief. He says, when the meal started being served, air hostess came, he refused. He didn't even, the other people put their trays down, he didn't adjust his tray, nothing. When they offered him a meal, he just waved it away. He said, I became concerned and I approached this person. He was sitting nearby. Brother, what is wrong? Why are you so depressed? Why are you so sad? He said, I am a migrant laborer, what they call in Urdu, Pardesi, working in some foreign country. I got leave recently, I came home. I was reunited with my young baby boy. He became so close and so attached to me in the short sojourn that I had at home, that for the last few days I was pareshan, depressed. I have to go, my son is going to look for me. How am I going to separate myself from him? How am I going to bear the pain of his separation? What will happen to my child? He said, this morning, very early, before he could wake up, I stealthily stole out of the house. Now I'm thinking to myself, my baby must have woken up. He'll be crying and sobbing and asking the family members, where is my papa? Where is my father? This is why I can't eat. I am so full of grief. Yet if you have to analyze this, the child is not being abandoned. The child is being left. There is a comfort structure around that child. His parents, his wife, the others that will look after that child. Yet, for you and I, sometimes you leave the house, you go down the road, or you send your child to a place where you are not so worried about, where you are not so sure about the security. The heart is fluttering. You are concerned, worried, what will happen, what will happen, what will happen? Let these day-to-day real life experiences translate into an understanding and perception of what must have been the sacrifice of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. 80 86 years of age. To leave that child, he raises his hands after he has left that dua, which, as I have mentioned previously, no language can do justice to its translation. Rabbana inni askantu min dhurriyyati biwadin ghayri dhi zar'in 'inda baytikal muharram rabbana liyuqimu as-salah faj'al af'idatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min ath-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun. Oh my Allah, it was no desire of mine, it was your command. Rab chahi zindagi. Ya Allah, I said amanna wa saddaqna. I attested to your command. I made wafadari of your command. I have left my zurriyat, my entire progeny. Biwadin ghayri dhi zara. Look at the description of Quran. A land without vegetation, not Makkah of today. Makkah of 5,000 years ago. Black arid mountains in every direction. One valley is where he left this child and left his wife. Not a speck or sign of life or protection against the harsh elements in every direction. Biwadin ghayri dhi zara. Inda baytikal muharram. Rabbana parwardigar. You are Rabb. You are the sustainer. You are the nourisher. You are the provider. Look at the husne zan of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Look at the taqat of this dua. Look at the foresight in this dua. Rabbana liyuqimu salah. Establish salah. Establish your deen. Use my progeny. Faj'al afidatan minan nas. And let the hearts of humanity be inspired. Fill the hearts of humanity with love for this place. As we see right up till today, Allah has created a tasalsul, a running chain of the qurbani and sacrifice of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Faj'al afidatan minan nas tahwi ilayhim warzuqhum min ath-thamarat. There isn't a blade of grass or a drop of water, and he's saying, Ya Allah, let the fruits of the world come to this place. Look at that husne zan of the dua of Ibrahim alayhi salam. Warzuqhum min ath-thamarat la'allahum yashkurun, so that they can make your shukr. When Allah describes Ibrahim alayhi salam, shakiran li'an'umi. Hajar, one is the wafadari of Ibrahim alayhi salam. The wafadari of Hajar, ila man takiluna, as he is leaving, where are you going? How are you abandoning us? What have I done wrong? Have I angered you in any way? She's pleading, sobbing, crying. Baby in the hand. Water pot with just a little bit of water. Basic food for 2 or 3 days. Ila man takiluna. Where are you leaving us? Why are you abandoning us? Finally, the comprehension dawns. This is a Nabi of Allah. Allahu. Allahu amaraka bihada. The sabak, lesson. Ibrahim, is this the command of Allah? Is this the command of Allah? Has my Allah commanded you? Nods in affirmation. Allahu Akbar. A new Hajar is born. A new Hajar is born. Mother of this ummah, let our masturat take the sabak and lesson of this mountain of iman. If this is Allah's command, idhan layyudhayyan Allah, then Ibrahim, you can go. Allah will never cause us to perish. There will only be khayr, there will only be barakah in the carrying out of the command of Allah. This expression of idhan layyudhayyan Allah, what was this? This was actually the foundation of Zamzam. This yaqeen of Hajar, idhan layyudhayyan Allah. Allah will create means to sustain and nourish us. This dua translated itself in the khair and barakat of Zamzam that is benefiting humanity for centuries. Lima shuriba lahu, where Allah Ta'ala has kept shifaing that water, barakah and khair. What was it, this yaqeen of Hajar? What it must have been that few days as the basic sustenance ran out. As the curtain of the night would drop, power failure, power outage, how excited our masturat become. What must have been the state of Hajar with her little baby in her hand? Alone, no place to rest, no shelter, no seclude, in total seclusion. As the night dropped its curtain, pitch black, no one to turn to, no one to give her comfort and solace. She has just lost her husband, lost the support, lost her home, lost her birthplace, lost everything. And then the next day, as the sun rose, the sun of the desert, and the boiling ground becomes tepid and boiling hot, where she placed that child, there was no bed, there was no shelter. Could she have perhaps have placed this, the baby, on the boiling sand of the desert, and then as the supplies ran out, what must have went through the heart of that mother? Safa, Marwa, Safa, Marwa. Allah loved this qurbani and sacrifice that Allah commanded every Nabi. Allah commanded His beloved sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah commanded Sahaba. Allah commanded Tabi'in. Allah commanded Tabi'in. Sawliya, Sulakha, Atqiya. Right up till today, everyone for Hajj Baytullah, for their Hajj to be completed, run like Hajar ran. Go between Safa and Marwa. Bring alive their qurbani and sacrifice. One was the wafadari of Ibrahim alayhi salam, wafadari of Hajar, and then pertinent to this amal of qurbani, highlighting it, that which Quran tells us, falamma balagha ma'ahu sa'ya. This child reaches the age of Sa'i, Ibrahim Ismail alayhi salam. Sa'ya, in other words, effort, like we say in Urdu, koshish, or ability to run around. Sa'i, the age of pursuit, the age of effort. Various mufassirin have given different opinions. Ibn Kathir says 7 years, Tabari says 7 to 13 years, but generally, this age. فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَعُ السَّعْيَ, comprehension, understanding age, very slight level of maturity at that time. قَالَ يَا بُنَيَّ إِنِّي أَرَى فِي الْمَنَامِ أَنِّي أَذْبَحُكَ. Oh my beloved son, I am seeing a dream. Allah's command has come. Look at the determination of Ibrahim alayhi salam. I'm not consulting you because there is a choice. Anni azbahuka. Without a doubt, I am going to slaughter you. Azbahuka. Fanzur madha tara. What is your opinion? Mufassirin raised this question. Why was the opinion asked? If he said no, if he started screaming and crying, does it mean that Ibrahim alayhi salam wouldn't have carried out the command? There was no question of that. Why did he make mashwara? Why did he consult? Why did he ask? Mufassirin have mentioned, they say this was not a small imtihan. One is when somebody gives you an imtihan and a test. The other is when the one who is testing you himself says that this is a very difficult test. Inna hadha lahu wal bala'ul mubin. Allah says, Inna hadha lahu wal bala'ul mubin. 92 or 93 year old father, having left his child in a place without vegetation, is now commanded to go there and take the knife and pass the neck over that child, the result of more than 60 years of dua. My Allah says, Inna hadha lahu wal bala'ul mubin. This was a very, very difficult test. Allah is saying, very difficult test, so the reward also will be ajr-e azim. The reward, Ibrahim alayhi salam wanted his son to be a partner in that reward. That is why the question was asked, فَانْظُرْ مَاذَا تَرَى. And time is already limited, but important sabak and lesson each one of us needs to take. The response of Ismail alayhi salam. Father's wafadari in its place, mother's wafadari in its place. Now this child is being tested. Where was his tarbiyat? He hadn't seen his father. He grew up in the lap of his mother. His murabbi was his mother. His teacher was his mother. The one who taught him etiquette was his mother. The one who nurtured him was his mother. Cry tears of blood today when you see the masturat of today and what is the legacy and seeds that they are planting in the next generation. Illa mashallah, the Rabia Basris and Junaid Baghdadis of tomorrow are not going to come from the fathers. Illa mashallah, they will come from the lap of the mothers. This is why this call, make effort on your masturat. Take them out in the path of Allah. Establish the halqa of ta'lim in your homes. True tarbiyat of your children is going to come from there. Ismail alayhi salam didn't see the shadow of his father. He grew up under the shadow of his mother. At that age, you are going to be slaughtered. What is his response? Ya abati fa'al ma tu'mar. Ya abati, Arabic language nuance, shows excitement, shows happiness. Oh my beloved father. And then not wow, and then not thumma, no conjunction or atifa. If'al ma tu'mar. What are you waiting for? Carry out the command of Allah. Satajiduni insha'Allah minas sabirin. You will find me, Allah willing, amongst those who will patiently persevere. Riwayat of Mufassirin, Israeli riwayats, many of them. The authenticity is not of that level. But Tabari and others have mentioned a conversation at this time where this little child is giving advice to his father. What is the advice? Cover my eyes so that looking into my eyes does not dissuade you from carrying out Allah's command. Tie my hands, tie my feet. Let me be face down. Then the concern. When Ibrahim alayhi salam asked him that, oh my son, do you realize what I am saying to you? He says, oh my father, if I lose my life in place of this dunya, I'm going to get Jannah. Jannah is better than this dunya. In place of you, I will get Allah. Allah is better than you. But this worry has come that this will give dukh and pain to my mother. So all I have no other clothing besides this qamis, this shirt of mine. Remove my shirt. Let it not become... Let not my blood spill upon it. Give this to my mother so that she will be able to remember me thereby. Various riwayat come. The eyes cannot be dry when you read the books of tafasir. As to this, monumental sabak and lesson for humanity till qiyamah, of ultimate sacrifice, of ultimate wafadari, where Allah Ta'ala in Surah Najm says, وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى وَإِبْرَاهِيمَ الَّذِي وَفَّى. Ibrahim Khalilullah reached the heights of wafadari and allegiance to Allah. When that knife was placed on that throat, he did not know the animal from Jannah is going to come. My Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this question was put, ma hadhihi al-adahi, this sabak, revisit this, like the poet says, ilayka qasdi, rabbal bayti wal hijri, fa anta suali, min hajji wa min umri, wa fi kasa'i, wa tatwafi wa muzdalifi, wal hadyu nafsi, alladhi yughni anil jazari. He says, oh my Allah, Makkah is not the goal, Kaabatullah is not the goal, Mina is not the goal, Safa and Marwa is not the goal, Muzdalifa is not the goal, oh my Allah, you are the goal. The Qurbani animal is not that Qurbani animal, it's not that sheep or goat or cow. Hadyu nafsi, it is my own soul. Alladhi yughni anil jazari, to divest myself of that haram that I am drowning in, that riba, that lies, that treachery, that looking at the daughters of others, that azan upon azan falling on deaf ears, that constant life of debauchery and Allah's disobedience that is destroying the soul. For that I don't need a knife. I don't need the Qurbani animal. Hadyu nafsi alladhi yughni anil jazari. Sabak, sabak. Place the spiritual knife over your haram desires. And come out of a life of manshahi, following your desires. And come unto millat Ibrahim. Inna salati wa nusuki wa mahyaya wa mamati lillahi rabbil alameen. Show Allah your wafadari. Show Allah your allegiance. Because verily my salah, my sacrifices, my living, my dying, lillahi rabbil alameen. Everything is for Allah. La sharika la. I will not ascribe partner with Allah. لَا يَنَالَ اللَّهَ لُحُومُهَا وَلَا دِمَاؤُهَا وَلَا كِي يَنَالُهُ التَّقْوَى مِنْكُمْ. Quran is telling us the flesh and blood is not reaching Allah. What is inside? This jazbah, this sabak, this lesson of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, Ibrahim alayhi salam, Khalilullah, Muhammadur Rasulullah, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, my Nabi's whole life was the dastan and legacy of this total and complete submission to what my Allah wants. Allah give us tawfiq.